Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Another year has come and gone, and what do we have to show for it? Sure, we can see the fruit of our hands, promotions at work, good health, good marriages, new life conceived, being able to finally afford the getaway or that new device we've always wanted, but the joy of these things don't seem to last very long. You may have gotten a promotion, but it's even more work, and you still have to deal with those same people at work. It takes a good amount of work to get into shape, but none to lose it. Good marriages can turn sour. Parenting is a continual struggle. That vacation was just as stressful as it was relaxing, and that new device is easily broken. The truth is, all good things come to an end. And our life is simply one toil after another. That's the curse of living in a fallen creation. Nothing lasts. Everything turns to dust. Even we ourselves will return to the ground one day. No matter how hard we work, we simply can't make things better. The same seems to be true with our own sanctification. We just went through a whole laundry list of our sins according to the Ten Commandments. And that list barely even scratched the surface. Try as best as we can, we just cannot rid ourselves of sin. So why not just give up? Well, in a sense, that's what we hear from God through the prophet Isaiah. In returning and in rest, you will be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. This was the promise God had held out to his people. They found themselves in a desperate situation, and God told them not to do anything about it. Surrounded by enemies, they were told to do nothing. Well, not exactly nothing. He told them to wait upon the Lord, for he had promised to deliver them if only they would trust in him. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust, you shall be your strength. Tonight, we find ourselves surrounded by enemies. We have just done that lengthy confession of our sin. And as we look around us, we see trees without leaves, plants without buds, our own bodies betraying us, empty chairs around the table that once were full, empty pews in the church. Death is evident. And we know that Satan is behind it all, reigning over this kingdom of darkness. And what are we to do? We are to return and rest in quietness and trust, for God has promised. If God is for us, who can be against us? The people of Israel did not know how God would save them, but we do. We know that God the Father had given his holy and righteous Son into death, that death might be destroyed from within. He knew that he who knew no sin became sin, so that we might become his righteousness. Christ took our sin to the very heart of the cross, so that no one can bring a single charge against God's elect. For Jesus has answered every charge on our behalf. The reason we confessed our sins tonight was not to run from them, not to excuse them, but instead to acknowledge that they separate us from God and warrant death. And then we trust that when we confess those sins before our holy and almighty God, he takes those sins and he places them in the death of his Son, removing from us all iniquity, removing from us all unrighteousness, removing from us all guilt, as far as the east is from the west, so that we stand justified before God and the world. And we see, miracle of miracles, that after putting all of our sin to death in his Son, the Father put death to death by raising him up again from the grave. Jesus is still living. He's still seated at the right hand of the Father. Your sin could not keep him in the grave. Nothing could. For this reason and this reason alone, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This new life from the midst of death, he promises to give you as well, if only you wait upon the Lord. Even when the enemy of this fallen even when the enemies of this fallen creation, even when sin, death, and Satan are banging at your door, don't try to flee them. Instead, return to the Lord, as you did here tonight, and he will be your strength. And when all this world has to offer passes away, his promise remains, and you will have been brought safely through it all. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.